We all play a role in the dance of infinity within the cosmos. We're silent companions in the play of stars. Exploring life and discovering how to live it is something we need to learn ourselves. It's about finding home within ourselves. The discovery that I made thus far is to live in fullness, to give myself the opportunity to fulfill all my potential, express the being that I am with all its creativity, uniqueness, flaws, craziness, beauty, and play a role in the infinite dance of the cosmos. Like you, I'm a companion in the play of stars. How I spend my time is how I live my life, and it's so freaking vital to take control of it and not waste it. Time, that's all there is. The interplay of time and your attention within it. That's all we have, and it's right now. It's happening in this very moment as I'm writing these words to express myself, hoping to share my thoughts with you and maybe creating a spark of inspiration. Otherwise, we end up serving the purpose of something else. It's about how we allocate the attention that we have at any given time. It's a limited resource, as there's just so much time and only this one attention we set our mind to. So how do we decide to invest in our time to experience life? Our life is made up of experiences, and these are determined by the way we think and feel, our thoughts and emotions. If you really want the freedom to live, then you better make the fullest use of your time and create experiences that are worth living. If you really think you're taking a risk by just going for something you feel so deeply about, then shift your perspective and think again. Different thoughts, different emotions, different experiences, a different life. But time is still now. If that's the price I pay, then the risk of not dreaming the dream is a lot higher to me and not worth the price. If I'm not willing to take the risk of discovering the person I truly am, the expression of my whole being, I'm risking so much more than just security. I'm risking everything I am and all I have to give to the world. We don't only owe this to ourselves, no. The expression of our whole being is our individual contribution to the beauty of the world. It's our experience of the cosmos. We better start at once to try, or else we will only be left with the achievement of a derivative life, the illusion of living a life. If that is what you're aiming for, I accept and leave you with this fulfilled dream. But if you're burning for life to experience the cosmos, then please go on and beyond. That burning that ignites us and that we pursue determines and shapes the kind of self that we are to become. It gives meaning to one's existence. By not pursuing it, much room for improvement is what's left. Now, look at this empty room. That's you. All I see is a massive deal of opportunity and creative potential. Step inside and sense the burning. Take it from there. Feels like a challenge? It better. That means you give yourself the opportunity to stretch yourself, to get seriously hooked on it and build a passion for it. A passion that allows you to thrive even during some of the most challenging times. You find a home within yourself and enter a new world. A world that you've created just by purely setting your mind into gear. But doing that, you give yourself a chance to watch your abilities grow and bear fruit. In almost every situation life throws at us is a possibility for growth. All of your resources and abilities are stored in a never-ending theater full of what makes you play your solo in an orchestra of stars. And the world will listen. It's about time to find home within yourself. From the heart, thank you so much for tuning in and trusting me with your time. Don't forget to share your creative heart with the world. Please inspire us. Be creative, think critically, and thrive on creativity.